X-rays are negative. Have that updated.
This joint game in a lot of ways, especially in the second half. Did you feel like your team was able to get into any kind of rhythm with all the stoppages of play and everything that was going on?
Yeah, I mean, it was a hard working game. It was, wasn't perfect, but thought we worked hard. Thought there's some slow parts, of the game, and things that we can improve on, and get ourselves into rhythm.
Pretty pleased with what you saw from Kyle Williams stepping
up
in the game,
and
so
yeah.
Teams out
on
that.
Definitely. I mean, he's definitely one of those guys that was in the hardworking category. I mean, and they seemed like a full game. A lot of action for Kyle. Played very well, very good in the return game. Played very good in the on the offensive side of the ball. He was one of those guys. That was Parrish Cox, another guy, Anthony Dixon, Leonard Davis, and several others. Kenny Rowe got in on the action, and Will Height, a lot of guys I thought were making a statement for themselves today.
Was the next game coming in 4 days, were you in the rest of your starters more, or play the backups longer than you did in this game?
Rest the backups longer? Rest the starters more? We'll see. We'll see. It's kind of just been our nature just to do it, play them all the same, in every way. Play time and how we game plan. It's just treat them all pretty similar.
How the defense did the first three series
or
first string defense?
Our first string defense? There was some spotty play. I thought we gave up some easy yardage, and found ourselves for whatever reason in not in good football position when it came to make a tackle or a breakup. So, fundamental type of things that, we need to look at.
You know, the preseason defense has been first string defense, has been its dominant self last year. It's the preseason, obviously, so you don't count. But, is it a concern that you should look ahead?
Well, it's hasn't been all those guys out there together really at any one point in time. That's something we gotta overcome. No excuse, and keep striving to get it right. But as always, there's gonna be you come out of this one just the way I feel about it now. I mean, several positives, several things to clean up, get better at, and several things to really assess. Really hard look at the roster. After today's game, who played their way onto into more consideration and that type of thing.
Leonard Davis, a new tight end.
Well, Leonard really a lot of improvement from Leonard today, and Leonard was lined up at guard and tight end multiple times in the game.
Where did you see the improvement?
Really, just coming off the ball. I mean, his pad level. He had some physical plays. Just I thought he gotten rhythm and was just in sync today. Just better,
Will Tuklofu looked like he was battling an injury earlier this exhibition season, but today he had a stack that looked pretty good out there. Is that what you're seeing from
that? Yeah, Will's been. Working back to full strength, and from my eye, it looks like he's there. Hard-working game for Will, on both sides of the ball. And some good coaching for Will, too, on the offensive side.
You mentioned Anthony Davis. What did you see for him specifically?
I mean, he did a nice job, getting coming through the hole and coming out of it on the touchdown run. Assignment correct the entire day. And again, he was playing multiple positions, you know, in the running back and the fullback, two positions. And also playing on special teams. Just thought he had a good day, good hard-working day, good assignment day. Was able to kick through a few tackles, a couple he could have, you know, gotten out of. But I think it's coming. It's coming. It's progressing for him. And you know, he's just been a guy that has, you know, not looked at any of the numbers or just looked at the opportunity. And he's worked and not worried, and it's paying off for him.
You guys were behind 17 that thing, and then they tried that onside kick. I mean, were you surprised at all by that?
Well, we were leaving early. You know, it's that's good for us. It's good for us to, you know, to see it and always have to be aware of the surprise onside kick. And was I surprised? I was surprised. I was surprised. But I'm glad they did it. It's good for us. Always got to be aware of that.
Long pass to Vernon Davis was right.
Yeah, we got lucky on that one because that they had it. They had it on us. You know, they good on them. They pulled it out at the right time, and it, you know, we were lucky that it didn't work for them and worked for us. But you know, really more of a luck thing for us on that one.
On that touchdown pass at Alex Super, is that Alex identifying the linebacker on Vernon and just seeing that right away?
Yeah. I mean, that's he identified it, and a couple series earlier they were playing the flat routes real close, and we got a completion out of the play, but Alex had to scramble to his left, and you know, good adjustment I thought on our part, and heck of a throw and a heck of a route by Vernon.
Even though it's different personnel then in the second half, whenever you come from 17 down and win, I mean, are you looking for character and things like that at that point to see what you see in the guys at that point?
Sure, always. Always looking for that. And, you know, there was a lot of football to be played, and our guys, you know, started playing a little better, a little more, getting better rhythm, you know, got some, started coming off the ball, tackle a little bit better, you know, did some better things. And, you know, expect it, you know, and but it's great to see when it happens.
Did you get a chance to visit with Peyton
Hall? No, I did not have that opportunity.
Just wondering what you thought about the way your running game became much more effective in the second half. With the injuries that you guys had there.
I thought there was, you know, some real positive and some, you know, some things to correct, you know. Being able to run the ball when you want to run it, and again, you know, we didn't do that when we needed to on the 1 yard line. So, but there was, you know, there's good and there's things to improve on, which you're still able to coach and talk about that technique and, you know, make some adjustments there. So that's kind of how I feel. There was good and there was things to coach.
Colin had a couple months ago,
with Conrad
on that sideline playing.
Yeah.
Pulling to Kyle.
Were you
guys pleased with him just playing the pocket
today? Yeah, I think definitely more good, out of Colin. Blew the – we messed up on the – on one assignment that turned a free rusher loose on him. And he was able to evade, get out of the pocket, you know, made a pinpoint pass on the boundary to Conrad on the run to his left, which he does very well. You know, he put through a bullet to Kyle Wimmons. I mean, that throw was a laser, and missed one deep throw. I think it was to Ted down the right sideline, but he operated well, got us in and out of the huddle, got our team moving. Thought he played with, you know, poise and was cool, and I think that was a positive step for Colin.
All right. Any thoughts on just the third quarterback conference?
competition? What's happening there with Josh and Scott?
Still, you know, playing out. It's real tight. Both have done some really good things. So don't have to make – not ready to make that call yet.
Have you guys got any phone calls from
teams? We don't ever talk about that sort of thing publicly. Other people's players or our players as it relates to maneuvers, just by policy, that's not something we do.